Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fire, the gospel experience that is dedicated to honoring the only true and living eternal God up in heaven. There is no other creator. He is God, the great I Am, the great Yahweh, the great Ancient of Days. And now is the time, beloved, to let our minds, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with this great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father. And, of course, His precious and beautiful Son, our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Yes, 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 Jesus the Christ, right here on this fire gospel experience, is unashamedly, unapologetically, and unequivocally declared to be the only Redeemer, the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one, beloved, with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our beautiful eternal life, which doesn't start the day that we leave here. This beautiful eternal life starts right at the time when we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that the Lord Jesus Christ was raised from the dead for our sins. He is our only hope and life for the dark, lost, and dying world that we're living in. Blessings to each and every one of you. Happy and blessed 2022. New Year's. Blessings, favor, and God's love, joy, and peace be upon each and every one of you. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson, and I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual inspiration, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. Fire the gospel experience will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can be that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ. Because, listen, God is not a respecter of persons. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. For our spiritual uplift for this brand new 2022 new year, we will be embracing from the book of 2 John, chapter 2, verse 19, where we read the Apostle John is speaking about how relationships can be defined and yet so easily sometimes misunderstood. The Apostle John witnessed how our Lord Jesus was not able to do many miracles, even in his own hometown. Why? Because of their unbelief. Doesn't this sound familiar? How people on the outside of our lives may show greater trust and appreciation than those whom we consider close. Lord, help us, Lord. So we're going to be discussing for your spiritual consideration who you with. Yes, who you with. My special guest is here, consultant, author, and pastor at Promise Church, woman of God, Taylor G. Martin is here. And then, listen, we're going to pull that artist spotlight and shine it on gospel artist, man of God, Calvin Bridges, for our Shine Artist Spotlight segment. So listen, you have time? Why don't you call a friend, call a neighbor, a coworker, or anyone that's in your spirit and on your mind right now, and let them know that Brother Ron E. Jefferson is back on the internet. Have celebrated greatly the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ for the Christmas holiday, and I'm just filled up with his joy, with his exuberance for a brand new year and brand new blessings, so that we can proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord to the glory of God the Father. We've already had prayer. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for lighting the fuse that's going to set the internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire. We are so blessed in this new year. We give you praise, dear God. We give you honor and glory, dear God. We thank you, and we cannot thank you enough for all that you're doing in our lives. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We made it. Jesus, we made it because of your grace, your mercy, and your wonderful, wonderful, everlasting, sustaining, keeping power. Sounds of Gospel Group FM2 and Intentional. Singing in the new year just right. We made it. Hallelujah. I'm so grateful to be here with you again on another journey of this Christian walk. My special guest is here, and I can't wait to bring this awesome young woman in. She is senior pastor at Promises Church and owner consultant at What We Do LLC. Got to have that LLC to let people know that you for real, and that you can do all things through Christ. And legally at that, she studied at Syracuse University, and she lives in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, originally from Boston, Massachusetts. She will gladly and positively let you know that she is here to remind you that you matter. She is a mom, pastor, consultant, and author, and we will be discussing her book in the broadcast, but it's certainly my pleasure to introduce to some and to present to everyone else my special guest for this Fire Gospel Experience episode, Woman of God, Pastor Taylor G. Martin is here to bless us with her own words of testimony and power on this beautiful, beautiful day. What a blessing it is to have her here with us. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, woman of God, Pastor Taylor G. Martin, for joining us on Fire the Gospel Experience. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate the invitation.
Well,
how are you doing today?
Doing
all right?
I'm so blessed. It just, you know what, if I get started, I'm going to get my shout on. I'm going to start running and all that. So I'm just telling you, I am blessed and so highly favored in God. I love it. I wouldn't have it any other way, woman of God. I was so impressed with you. I was doing what I normally do, Pastor Martin, passing through Facebook, looking for potential guest candidate to bless us with their anointed ministry and presence. And I saw you doing a particular inspirational piece, and I said right then and there, I have got to have this young lady to be a special guest on my show, because the clarity and the words of encouragement with the wisdom that you all blended together so well let me know that you are a lover of Jesus. So why don't you introduce yourself to the listeners and tell us a little bit about yourself from whatever point in life you would like to start.
Sure, no problem. Well, I mean, I think you did a very good job at covering just my overall bio. I've been in ministry for 20 years. I love God. I've been saved since I can remember. We'll go with age 5, but, you know, just grew up in church my entire life. I'm a PK 3 times over. Grandfather is a bishop. My father is a pastor, and I have always loved the Lord. I've been preaching since I was about 14 years old. My first ministry began in high school. And so I'm just excited to do God's work. I don't really know any other way to live or be. I'm what you would classify as a church kid, certified.
Well, it sounds like your family tree had you locked in. Even before you got here, your destiny was kind of already set in stone for you to just step into those shoes willingly. And I'm so proud and glad that you did, because, you know, Jesus, our God, never forces anyone to believe. So can you share with us what it was like being a teenager, starting to preach sermons at that age? Would you share with us how you were able to sustain your faith? Because, you know, at 14, it had to be difficult. But sad to say, sometimes we adults, sometimes we can maybe feel uneasy in our faith. What words of encouragement can you reflect back on as a 14-year-old that helped you persevere in your faith and not waver?
Absolutely. So, I mean, like I said, 14 was the first time I had my ministry, or I could lay claim to having a ministry. Being a teenager, it wasn't easy, but for me, it wasn't difficult. I really didn't know any other way. So I saw people being different. I saw people do stuff that I didn't want to do, but I also never bared any judgment. And I think that's why God has allowed me to be in the space that I'm in right now. So just because you did things a different way doesn't mean, you know, that God looks at you any less. My first ministry was went to all girls high school here in the city of Philadelphia. It's a public school. It's a magnet school. So it's a school for, you know, bright children. Went to this school, met a bunch of amazing young people, and started or joined this gospel choir. It was about 8 girls there when I joined, about 13 when I left. At the end of my freshman year, they voted me in as president, and I was the president for my next 3 years of high school. And the membership grew to about 60, and then from that 60 to about 150. And so that's kind of where we found ourselves. And I think that our ministry was very, very unique in the sense that everybody wanted to join. We had members that, you know, whose parents might have had other faiths or might have professed other faiths, and it was the love. We were very welcoming, and I think that's the biggest thing that us saved folks miss out on is opportunities, because we're so in our bubble. We live in a bubble where we see right being, you know, this and wrong being that, and we cast judgment when that's never our job. Mm. God told us to love. The judgment is up to Him. And so I think for me it was an amazing, amazing experience and journey, because I saw the power of what love could do. There were young ladies
That's
who
beautiful.
Have come back with testimonies. Their lives were changed and transformed, you know, that ran away from home and returned home. And we used to get, I joke with people all the time, but we used to get all kinds of goodies and snacks during that time from people's parents, because they're like, I've seen a change in my daughter, and so we want to debate this.
Yeah.
We want to throw a pizza party for the choir on us, because, you know, our daughter's never been acting like this before, and we don't know what it is, and it was all God. We would have sessions where we pray throughout the schools, classrooms where we had racist, you know, teachers and things of that nature, and we saw the change in grades with young ladies, and we saw, you know, just overall,
beautiful.
Just a whole change. I mean, one story in particular, because I don't want to ramble, that I recall that meant a lot. I got to go see Kirk Franklin and a couple other people for free, free concert tickets on the house of a parent one time. And the reason why she bought it, her daughter was new to the school, and they had been in a ministry for a while, and the daughter, you know, had gotten pregnant by one of the musicians, and she was sat down, and the musician was continuing to play, and he was allowed to do that, even though everybody knew he was the other party involved in what went on. But, I mean, we couldn't kick her off. She was my age, 15. Who am I to tell you can't be a part of this ministry? And she needed it. She needed it throughout the pregnancy. She needed the support. She needed the outlet. And I think a lot of times churches get messed up, and they mean well. They don't want you to do the wrong thing, but they don't show you love in those moments. And so if there's anything I could leave with you, the greatest thing I learned during that time was how to love on people who might make different decisions than I make, and that I don't worry myself with any of that. None of that is my responsibility. None of that is my problem. We get tired and weary trying to do God's job, and I don't believe in that.
Mm. Amen. Amen. That is very profound, and I agree with you. And I am also here to advocate for those that may feel a little bit left out, and I'm talking about single Christians right now. I'm single. I have had experiences in marriage, unfortunately, for whatever reason and for different reasons, that those marriages, two marriages I might add, were not successful. Compatibility is such a monumental and essential element and component in relationships. I'm talking about compatibility. I'm talking about communication. I'm talking about chemistry. Is there a word that you would like to encourage those that have gone through unsuccessful marriages and find themselves single again? And for those singles that may not have ever had the opportunity for marriage, is there a word of encouragement for us?
Yes, absolutely. So, I mean, there's a bunch of them I can give you, but let me just be very clear in what I'm saying. I say it and I mean it. There is absolutely no judgment whatsoever. But the thing that I love is that God talks to us so much and so often in His Word about waiting, about being patient in Him, right? And I believe it's oftentimes forgotten. We want what we want, and I'm guilty of it myself. You know, I've been there myself, so it's no judgment cast at all. But what I can say is, you know, just wait on God. I do think, though, too, we shouldn't even harp on the negatives of our experiences, whether it be a failed marriage or failed relationship attempt. I think that, you know, God has His hand in that, too. There are lessons that we need to learn, and lessons that, you know, we aren't necessarily keen or open to learning unless we go through experience. Wisdom has many facets to it. You become wise, one, from heeding to solid advice, or two, from experience. And so God will allow you to experience some things just to show you some stuff. And the thing that's also about God is when he shows you, it's never just for you. So God will show you some stuff, and then he will bless you in that what he showed you and what you learned will then be the wisdom that you can pour into somebody else so that they don't necessarily have to struggle and go through what you went through, or so that they might have some encouragement knowing that even though they're going through what they're going through, that you've been through it and you made it out okay. The Lord says this in Isaiah 40 and 31, but they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. There's something about that waiting. When I don't wait, when I do things in my own strength, I get tired. We get overwhelmed.
Come on.
And so, you know, our church is a little different in our demographics because we focus on mental health and therapy and stuff too, and that's not something that church is traditionally into. We're very big on it. We want you to be whole and healthy and not just in a state where you're playing or pretending, or, you know, we want your whole mental health state to be in a good space. But the word of God says this in Isaiah, and the thing about it is our body sends off triggers when things are not right. Sometimes we go into relationships and there are things, there are signs, or as we call them, red flags that we get.
Yeah.
And we don't adhere to them, and we move forward because we want love, or we want this solid situation. We want to be complete, or we want somebody else to be there with us. We don't want to be by ourselves, and there's nothing wrong with that feeling. The problem comes in when we ignore all of the signs that the Holy Spirit, because in therapy we call them red flags, but we know the Holy Spirit has a job to lead us and guide us, and there are some things that he will tell us are not wrong. Your body gives off signals. You start to feel uncomfortable.
Right.
You get a headache. You get uneasy, anxiety. All these things take place because there's stuff going on that's trying to open you up to see things as they really are and not how you want them to be. And so when you wait on God, you don't have to worry about going through all of those experiences. You don't have to worry about being depleted. You don't have to worry about being empty. You don't have to worry about being sad and feeling like you're overwhelmed and feeling like life is too much, or like you're giving too much and not receiving. That's the awesome thing about waiting for God. God will do some things for you. You will soar through. There is an existence. There is a such thing as a positive, healthy relationship. We don't give it any credit, but that happens. And when you serve God and when you wait on God, God will bless you with that.
I believe that. I certainly believe that. Amen. Amen. And listen, here's the thing, though. You said wait on God. The Bible says to wait on God. And sometimes we can maybe have a very loose definition of what it means to wait, because sometimes we'll, in our mind, just feel pathetic, so to speak, and sort of casual. And maybe idleness will set in, and under our misinterpretation of the word waiting. It's not talking about waiting as if to say I'm going to sit around and wait on God. No, there is plenty of ministry work that God has called and gifted each believer in Christ to occupy themselves while they are waiting on certain requests. The Bible says, make your request known unto God. Plead your case before God. It's not that he doesn't already know. It's that he wants to establish that communicative relationship. He wants it to be a two-way relationship. You make your requests and prayers known to God, and don't forget to praise. Don't just come into his presence with a list of gimme, gimme, gimme. Sometimes just come into his presence with praise for what you already have. And then keep your ears open. Be quiet in our mind and let God speak to us. So with that being said, woman of God, help us determine and discern what is our will and what is God's will. Because sometimes we'll say that, you know, I feel led to do this and I feel led to do that. And we may be mistaken about which party is actually doing the leading. We may call it God when actually it's deep down inside. It's us masquerading that I'm being led by God. Can you help us differentiate the two?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, I mean, God's will, you got your perfect will, you got permissive will. But the thing about God's will is that it is perfect. It is indeed perfect. And it leads to whatever it is that God has for us. And it leads to it in a timing that causes us the least amount of stress, the least amount of worry, the least amount of pain, the least amount of toil. Now, am I saying that none of us will face any pain or toil if we follow God's will? That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is it's the least. You'll face the least in those situations. A lot of times we go through stuff, and it's because we're choosing our will. And the thing about that is God is so awesome that even when we mess up and we choose our will, he still puts us back on the path of his will if that's what we see. And the other thing is sometimes God will change his mind. That's his permissive His will. So sometimes God will give us his, you know, allow us some things that he didn't have in his plan for us because we really want them and because he cares. If you look at God like who he is, and he's our father, and you look at that, if you beg your parents for something, even though they know that they should not give it to you, even though in their better judgment they know that this is not the best thing for you to have at this moment, because you really want it, sometimes they allow you to have certain things. And God is the same. He will allow some things to happen and allow you to have some things because you really desire it. And because he does, he wants, he loves you, and he wants you to have what you want. But at the end of the day, God knows best. And so when he tells you no, it's for a reason. When he doesn't allow you to have something that you've asked him for, it might be not yet. It might not even be a no. Sometimes that's how God moves. We're not always, and not always, we don't see the whole picture. Let's be honest.
No, we
even
don't.
If we put on
no,
our spiritual lenses, we do not see the if we did, we'd be all knowing and we'd be God. And we, even though God is in us, right, we are not God. And so because we're not God, there are some things that we would miss and mess up. Right? Even if we did see it all, we'd still mess it up. If I saw the end result of what God was doing in my life, the fact of the matter is I still would do some other things I knew I wasn't supposed to do. So he doesn't show it to us because he doesn't want us to mess up. He has, and he wants us to trust him. That's the other part.
Hey.
So, I mean, there's his will, there's our will. You can move according to your will. God still loves you, and he has every capacity and every inkling to get it right. He says in his word, he doesn't desire for any of us to perish. That's not his desire. His desire is that we all make it to the end, that we all see him, and that we all meet with him in glory. And now we know that, you know, everybody won't make it, but his desire is that we do. And so you got to learn to trust God's will.
Amen. Amen. Trust right there. That is the main ingredient in our faith. I know that I can trust God because my faith has built up a resume of how God has brought me through so many other things. It only solidifies my faith as I continue to trust. He keeps giving me more evidence, woman of God, that my trust is not misplaced. He is one consistent God being that will keep his word every time. Now, here's the thing that I would like for you to share with us a little bit about. What was it in particular? Is there any particular, I'm not one necessarily for a New Year's resolution because by February we done forgot all about them, but if there was a new resolution for the people of God, for the body of Christ, what would you share with us you would like for the body of Christ to take on a new, fresh anointing for the upcoming year?
Man, there's so much, but let me give you one quick thing. I had posted this not too long ago, but it simply says, God knows exactly what he's doing. Don't worry. The word of God tells us in Matthew 6:27, and which of you by being anxious can add a single hour to his lifespan? Another version says, which of you by being anxious can add a single cubit to its height or his stature? There's nothing that worrying does at all other than make us sick. And so if I can encourage somebody just moving into this year after the two crazy years that we have had, there's one thing I can tell you is that do not worry. Don't worry. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it feels like. I don't care what somebody said. I don't care what they told you. I don't care what you tell yourself. I'm telling you today, right now, not to worry, because that is God was, his intent was that we trust him and have faith in him, not to be worried. I know things look rough for people right now. I understand it all well. And then I'm not one of those pastors that, you know, I'm living a perfect life and everything is great with me and I can't be in the space that you're in. I haven't been through I've been suffering and I haven't been through hurt. I lost loved ones last year. I have had uncertain moments last year. There were times when things were rough and over the last 2 years. And so if I could tell you anything, it's just simply that do not worry.
Amen. Amen. Do not worry. I love this new, I'm going to say millennial church that's coming into the forefront of the body of Christ. I see now pastors on YouTube that are dressed down in casual wear, that are dressed down in urban wear. And I think that is so cool and so refreshing because, see, we have to accommodate the next generations, just like the previous generations had to accommodate us, woman of God. We didn't do everything that our predecessors necessarily understood, appreciated, or even liked. But there is always room at the foot of the cross for those willing hearts to give themselves to Jesus. So I've seen your Facebook pictures. I've seen your casual dress and attire. Talk about this new millennial church that's coming in and how we need to blend together as one body. the old heads, if you will, the traditional, our predecessors, our generation are already here and established. Let's talk about how we are should be more mindful and open up our minds as well as the church doors to the generations that's coming in.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, I mean, again, I said it earlier. I grew up in church my whole life. I came from an organization where black and white were the preferred colors for you to wear. Skirts had to be lower than your knees, preferably closer to your ankles, stockings, doilies,
yeah.
the whole nine. I've been in it. No earrings, no lipstick,
yeah.
no makeup, no none of that. And that was cool, but it really wasn't, because I don't think that God was ever concerned with any of that. And so I don't knock the old school way of church, however you see fit to come into God's house, and now you're not even coming in. You're probably watching church from your house, if we're being realistic about the times that we're in. No matter how you see fit to dress and stuff, that's a costume. At the end of the day, God does not care anything about any of that. And I don't knock people that dress that way, but I can only come to God authentically. I'm uncomfortable having
to
pull my stockings up every couple of seconds and still try to give God a word or still try to sing a praise to God. It's uncomfortable. And I don't think God ever desired for me to be uncomfortable in praising him. I think people are starting to want to see people look the way that they look. And so whatever that is, if you're coming from, you know, a group of people, and it's not even necessarily age-based now, because there are different ages that agree with different ways of this going down. I have members that like to dress up and wear hats. You know, it's just different.
Yeah.
You just got to be open and accepting.
Amen.
Open
Amen.
And accepting.
I think sometimes, woman of God, we forget the need for how we wanted the generations before us to be open and accepting of us. And then now that we are the established, I guess you could say, church generation, that we have forgotten. We have maybe lost some of our sensitivity, and we need to reclaim that. Amen. Because, listen, we need each other. And I'm going to tell you this, woman of God. I want to be able to take my last breath as I proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord, talking about to the glory of God, the Father, Jesus, and Holy Spirit God, the three entities of God in one. Take my last breath with so much confidence that the generations that will be here after I take my journey on to be with the Lord will be in full reassurance, fully capable, fully qualified, called by God to continue to proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord. So we need to be about the business of making sure that we lead by example. Isn't that right? Lead by demonstration. It's okay to talk the talk, but if we're not walking the walk, our talking is nothing but hot air. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You're tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience. This great woman of God is a consultant. She is pastor. But yes, let me tell you something. She's an author too. And when we come back after we get our praise on musically with woman of God, Anissa Fowler, we are going to be discussing her new book and how you are going to want to have this literary piece as part of your library, but also part of your mind and your thoughts and your understanding about how much power is available to you and how we need to be about the business of taking our rightful place in God. We got people that saved and sanctified women of God that are sitting on gifts that they are letting idly get dust on when God has called them to a great future. That's some of the audacity that we have in God, not pride, but just so much gratitude. Here's woman of God, and it's a Fowler, letting us all know that the reason that we are successful in what we do for God is because we are blessed to be covered.
That Jesus died You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Yes, Lord. Yes, indeed. Fire, fire, fire. Your evangelistic outreach gospel radio ministry, because that's what it is. We're not here to try to build no big name. We're not here to try to build big bank accounts. As the Lord see fits to bless is what we receive. All we care about is uplifting our God because he has transformed our lives. And I have a witness. It's not just me. Y'all already know and have heard my testimony of how God brought me through a valley of darkness, through shadows of darkness and death and destruction, and cleaned me up and made me whole and revitalized me. I was like that prodigal when I thought that God was not as caring about me as I thought he was, that God had just kind of left me hanging like so many people have. But do you know that God restored me and made me whole? And I'm not the only one. I have a witness here. I'm talking about Woman of God, consultant, author, and pastor of Promise Church. Woman of God, Pastor Taylor G. Martin, has been saying amen to all the good and great and mighty things that God is doing. And Woman of God, Pastor Taylor, one thing that I know that you are successfully proud of in your life is that being an author of your current book, Authority, Not Audacity. Let's talk about where this inspiration came from and some of the principles that you would like to highlight for my listeners so that they will demand an autographed copy, if that's possible, but definitely a copy of their book for their own library. Let's talk about authority, not audacity.
Absolutely. So I wrote a book, or I did a sermon last year entitled Authority, Not Audacity, and it was very apparent right after the sermon and even what led up to it that God was moving in a major way. And so literally just within, I guess, a 2 to 3 month time period, turned it into a book, obviously expounded on the sermon, and God kind of took it from there. The exciting thing about this book, though, for me is it is my life story, at least the surface level of it. Hopefully you guys will go deeper with me beyond this book. But authority, just in case you don't know, authority is the power and right to move and live in the midst of fear in such an influential and impactful way according to God's spirit working on the inside of you. When a person operates in authority, right, they're operating according to the God in them, amen, according to God's will. With authority, a person can do more than what they've ever imagined. And we refer to the scripture, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, Philippians 4:13. But what the scripture really means is not just I can do anything. And the part that we don't talk about, it means I can do and I can get through anything. And so it encompasses both sides of it. It's not just I'm going to do these amazing things, but I'm going to do them and I'm going to get through some stuff. And that's also, if you just want to tie it to something, that Romans 8:18 is everything. For the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that God's going to reveal. For everything that somebody's amen. Gone through, amen, God has something more major in store. The book encompasses my life and what it means to live in authority. It also talks about the opposite of authority, which is audacity. Audacity is, you know, it's not moving according to God, but it's moving in your own strength, right? Moving according to your own will, and that it will never, ever get you to the heights that authority will get you to, because there's okay. only limited yeah. strength that we have when we operate outside of God. That's what the book is about.
Amen. 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 I like how you put that, because you're really breaking it down and letting it be known that we are finite beings that have limited capacities in all areas of our lives. We can only do so much, and that was part of God's design, so that once we realize where our levels are, where our restraints are, where our capacities end, then we will have a longing in our heart, woman of God, where we realize there's got to be more to who I am than what I have experienced. Is there any particular chapters or any particular thoughts in this book, Authority, Not Audacity, that really resonates with you? It's like an ongoing theme throughout the book. Is there a particular scripture or a particular phraseology that really sticks in your mind when you think about this book that just flows throughout the entire piece?
Absolutely. So the book in its entirety is obviously interesting to me. But the most interesting chapter, I think, is the chapter. It's one of the first chapters. And it's interesting because it covers concepts that most churches won't talk about. And one particular topic, it's entitled Worthiness. And that chapter is extremely important because we think that we are, or we speak about ourselves as being these unworthy beings. Right? Like we mean nothing. We don't matter unless it be for Christ. And God would not have invested in us the way that he has. He would not have given the greatest investment, his only son, and his only begotten son would not have given his life if we were not worthy. And so I want us to kind of take a walk away or step away, if you will, from that kind of thinking and that mentality, because that's not who God created us to be. And so that chapter for me is extremely important, because instead of us looking at ourselves like we're so unworthy and undeserving of God's love and grace and mercy, we should start to look at ourselves the way that God sees us. We are this, and this is something that's in that chapter, and it also closes out my book, and I'm going to say it to you real quickly, but it simply says this: you are worthy. Your hard work matters, your effort matters, your faith matters, you matter. You are chosen, you are royal, you are part of a holy nation, you are salt, you are light, you are the head and not the tail, you are above and not beneath, you are a lender and not a borrower, you are more than a conqueror, you are an overcomer, you are a child of God, you are a friend of God, you were made with fear and wonder, you were made in the image of God, you are God's workmanship, you are forgiven, you are different, you are justified, you are redeemed, you are a joint heir with Christ, you are a new creature, you are blessed, you are whole, you are complete, you lack nothing. You are worthy of good things. You are alive. You're beautiful. You're precious. And most importantly, you are loved. And so for anybody that might be struggling with the idea of their worthiness, that's the encouragement I want to give you today. And if you buy the book for no other reason other than the fact that it will encourage you to know these things in so many different ways, on so many different levels, here's your opportunity to do that. We cover the Word of God. We talk about different individuals in the Word of God that have struggled with feeling unworthy and just their journey about what took place when they started to operate in God's authority. Just one quick person. You look at Joseph's life. This man was thrown into a ditch and told he did not matter and that he should die and that he was insignificant. And those same people that threw this man into a ditch years and years and years later were in need of food because of the famine that had hit the land. And this individual had the opportunity to move in authority and to provide and be a provider to those that told him he was nothing. So if that means nothing to anybody else, it means a lot to me. So I hope somebody's blessed by it. Please check out the book.
Amen, amen. Well, I'm putting in my request right now for my copy. Just let me know about the details on how I need to be able to put that in my library. And I'm making it known right now, woman of God. I am a reader. I am a student, a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. So whenever God's anointed people have these new projects, I personally get excited. You know, this would be a good transition for me to ask you to comment on my summary text. I always like to bring a word of encouragement to each broadcast, and this one is coming from 1 John 2:19, and it's going to reference what I had already started speaking about. It says, they went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us, but they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. Now, I transitioned that into our next segment, because when I see God's anointed accomplish their assignment, their particular work, their ministry, I'm excited because I see God working in their lives, and that just emboldens me even more to know that my God is still working. He don't have to be working in my life personally for me to get excited, woman of God. When I see the hand of God moving, that is just exciting, period. And sometimes we'll have people in our lives that we thought were for us, woman of God, and come to find out that they have actually proven that they were really not with us as we thought, that they decided for whatever reason to depart from us. Now, that is heartbreaking, but it is a reality that we need to prepare ourselves for. What words of encouragement would you share? Because I'm sure there have been some episodes in your life when people have shown true colors, different colors from what you thought, and you had to go through that process of just kind of reinstituting your mind and repositioning people into a other place than where they were. What words of encouragement and instruction would you share with us, Pastor Martin, on how we are to be able to deal with people that we thought were with us, and as it turned out, they decided to leave us.
The biggest thing I can tell you is don't focus too much energy and effort on folks that left. There are so many people that are watching how you move and people that are supporting you and what you're doing, and you might not see it. You might not realize every single person that is supporting you. When Christ died, amen, and we know he's still living and we serve a resurrected Savior, and we know he's seated at the right hand of the Father. But when Christ died, he could not have possibly saw all or met all of the individuals that would serve the Father. Now, we know that he knows. We know when he looked in that cup, he saw a lot of sin and it was heavy, which is why he said what he said in the Garden of Gethsemane. But the bottom line is, you don't know every person that's attached to your ministry. And there are people that are waiting for you to win, waiting for you to rise, waiting for you to succeed, waiting for you to move in authority. If you stay focused too long on the folks that left, you'll miss the mark with the folks that are still there. And so, yes, it happens. Yes, it hurts. And feel the pain. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. Feel it, because it's important. It's also part of your making.
Yeah.
But don't wallow and don't stay there. Amen. Focus on the assignment.
Amen.
Focus on what God is doing in your life and those that can be blessed by you.
Amen. Amen. Because the truth of the matter is that there are some people that are just hanging on to the favor of God that they see in our lives. And they are not necessarily there to fully support us, but they are there to see if some of those blessings is going to fall on them. And it's okay, as much as it hurts, Pastor Martin, for people to show us who they are so that we can go on from there. Because like you said, it does hurt. But I believe even in that painful process, God is really just maturing us to a point where now maybe we'll use better discernment and maybe better preparation. But the bottom line is that even when that happens, we still have the sensitivity of our risen, like you said, resurrected Savior, because the Bible declares that God loved us before we were even born. While we were still yet in our sins, Christ died for us. So what do? We say, Lord, forgive them. They don't even know what they're doing. I'm not going to say this in arrogance, woman of God, but I believe you'll perceive this in the spirit. If you decide to leave me, you just shot yourself in the foot, because I'm that one that will bail you out of jail. I'm that one that will get up out of my bed and help you with that flat tire. I'm that one that will speak up for you when someone tries to throw some negativity on your name and say, hold up, wait a minute, that's not true, sir, ma'am. I know them, and what you're saying is not true. See, I am in this for real. Where God has done for me, woman of God, it has made every painful experience that I've gone through worth it, because now I can look back and say, look what God has brought me from. I posted this on Facebook just the other day. I said, I no longer say what I've been through. I say what God has brought me through. And I can brag on God all day long. I believe that's one of the reasons that God gives us eternity, so that we can get all of the shout and all of the gratitude and all of the thank yous up out of us, because our time here on earth is not enough time for us to fully extend our gratitude to God. So he said, I'm going to give you eternity. That way you can get it all out, and we'll just bask in his glory. Woman of God, you have blessed us. I appreciate you. Is there a final word? Because I know you do inspirational words, and if I can get some double duty out of this great woman of God that you are and share inspirational word or thought, even a right now spontaneous moment, I would appreciate it before you leave us.
Listen, I can just tell you all this, and it's very simple, but for anybody that's struggling with who they are or in this season is scared to move forward in you know, authority, I want to encourage you that God speaks very heavily over and over again about not letting your light be dim. We are children of the light, and we must walk as children of the light. Lights are meant to shine in dark places. I believe we are living in a dark world, and I believe that God is calling some folks that might have thought it was okay to just sit back and just take in the next season. He's calling you out to move according to his spirit. He's calling you out to be the ministers that he's designed for you to be. Right now is your time to let your light shine. Operate and move in the authority that God has given you. God bless y'all.
Amen. 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 Woman of God, I would appreciate it, and I'm sure my listeners would, if you would share any contact information so that you can be reached for mentorship, for guidance, for just an inspirational word. There may be women out there as well as men that are looking for somebody that can lead and guide them in the ways of righteousness in a biblical way to strengthen and nurture their spirit, man, woman. And also, too, certainly all of your social media contacts, because they may just want to follow you on social media and get an encouraging word and maybe even bless you, too, with a Cash App gift every now and then. I don't know why people think just because we say we want to do everything for free, it's okay to give us a donation every now and then. We won't get mad. And also, too,
I know that's right.
Yeah, that's the truth. We got to pay bills, but we want the preacher and the pastor to do everything for free. No, no, no. That ain't right. That ain't even godly. The Bible says that money answers all things. That don't mean we worship money, but even God acknowledges the fact that he created currency to fulfill a designated purpose, and that's not to be worshipped. So, woman of God, if you would also share where your book can be purchased, I believe we have fully well prepared our assignment for the day, and I look forward to having you come back and bless us.
Absolutely. You can check me out at promiseschurch.org. That's promises, P-R-O-M-I-S-E-S, church.org. You can also check us out or check me out, find my books. I have two books, the second one, the Access Series, that'll be released soon. You can check them both out at authoritynotaudacity.com. That's authoritynotaudacity.com. Promiseschurch.org. If you want to reach us on social media, on Instagram, we're promiseschurch.phl. Again, that's promiseschurch.phl. If you want to reach us on Facebook, you can go to facebook.com or fb.com/promiseschurch.phl. Anywhere else you want to check us out, Twitter, I'm Toby Vint. If you want to reach out for a session or for booking or anything like that, you reach out, and Lynette will get back to you. But that's info@promiseschurch.org. Again, that's info@promiseschurch.org. God bless you. Thank you so much for having me.
Amen. Shout out to woman of God, Lynette Kincaid, your hard-working assistant. She was the one that kind of worked things out for us, and I invited her, and she said, listen, I have to give honor to my pastor and employer first. I wouldn't dare come on before woman of God, Pastor Taylor G. Martin, came on first. So I'm just letting you know how much high respect and regard she has for you, and that's very, very well appropriate, and it's sorely needed in our time, because it seemed like we all want to just jump on the front first, but we need to recognize and give recognition to those where recognition has been well earned. Woman of God, my prayer for you is that God will continue to lead you, guide you, bless you, cover you, protect you, and expand your territory so that when you stand before God, he will tell you face to face, well done, good and faithful servant. Look forward to having you come back and bless us. Woman of God, you have an open invitation. Just get in touch with me if I take too long.
Absolutely. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Amen. Woman of God, pastor, consultant, author, woman of God, Taylor G. Martin was here on this Fire Gospel Experience. She blessed us. Yes, she did. Amen. Amen. I told y'all this is a motivational platform where we encourage each believer, each person of God that's working and laboring in God, and you're looking for opportunity to let the world know who you are. You have this burning desire, fire, 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 burning desire in your spirit to just share with the world this wonderful relationship that you have with God. I'm inviting you to come and be my special guest on Fire the Gospel Experience. You can get in touch with me by telephone 870-413-0220. And busy brother sometimes am I, but please leave a message and I promise you I will get back to you. Just give me time. Amen. Or send me an email, ronaldjefferson1@aol.com, or just hit me up on Facebook, Ron E. Jefferson. It's just that simple. I am here for you because this is the ministry that God has called me to. So bring your sanctified self to this ministry and watch God move in a mighty, mighty way in your life. You are tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience. We are about to listen to some brand new music that was sent to me. Lord Jesus, you managers, I promise you, you all bless me so well and so much. I just want to give a shout out to each and every one of you promoters, to you managers, that keep sending this Fire Gospel Experience, this awesome, brand new, hot music, so that we can honor God in a very, very beautiful, beautiful way. And I'm here to tell you, Fred Jerkins with Bishop Paul S. Morton is here to let you know All you got to do is just keep the faith and declare what they're singing about, I believe. Yes. Hallelujah. God is good. God is great. God is awesome. Sounds of man of God, Fred Jerkins, and Bishop Paul S. Morton letting you know, Lord Jesus, it's all about, I believe, I do believe. This is this moment of Shine Artist Spotlight, where you gifted and anointed people of God come in with your sanctified selves and bless us and encourage us in so many beautiful ways. My special guest is here, and we're going to have a mentee, Calvin Bridges Gospel Artist Concert. And here the man of God is, because there's going to be some tricks, There's going to be some trials. There's going to be some troubles that come your way. And I promise you, it ain't nothing but the devil. But don't you believe it. Don't you dare. Don't believe the devil's lies.
Hey, now.
That the devil is putting out there. Amen. Goes right there. This is Shine Artist Spotlight on my special guest. Awesome young man of God. He is doing his thing, and we're so proud of him. We're just happy to have this young man here with us. Let me tell you something. This young man is going to bless you in a very special way, and I'm just excited and happy to have this young man here. He is doing some phenomenal things, and he has been laboring on this battlefield for our Lord Jesus for some time. He's not no neophyte. He's not new to this. Amen. Goes right there. If you want to be my special guest for Shine Artist Spotlight, I want you to get in touch with me as well so that we can give you this awesome favor, just like man of God, Calvin Bridges, is doing. And get in touch with me. I already gave him my phone number. It hadn't changed. 870-413-0220 is the number to call. And right there on Facebook, Ron E. Jefferson, right there, right there. And send me an email address, ronaldjefferson1@aol.com. This young man is Grammy nominated and Stellar Award winner. He is celebrated as a living gospel legend. He inspires countless listeners and is considered one of the most innovative gospel singers of modern times, with a career spanning more than, 30 years. This young man performs around the world and has been given gospel concerts and workshops in more than 20 countries. His personal conviction and faith shine most during live performances, which makes his music and ministry unforgettable. He's born in Chicago, Illinois, was nurtured by the rich heritage of Chicago's gospel and soul music pioneer. He started singing and playing piano in church at the age of 9, following high school. His professional career began as a solo singer and studio musician, performing with bands in prestigious R&B and jazz clubs. But he realized the call on his life. He also realized the greatest gift he ever received from God is his voice. He wants to use it to sing to the whole world of God's love. And that was the beginning of his devoting his talent entirely to his faith and focusing on gospel inspirational music. Listen, after studying theology, he was ordained an elder and ministry of the gospel in 1981 and is currently a member of the Apostolic Faith Church, Chicago, Illinois. He writes and sings, preaches, and presents gospel music workshops and concerts all over the world with a huge repertoire of songs spanning more than 50 years of gospel music. He hosts Global Gospel Glory Internet radio show, heard around the world on tabernacle.org and Facebook Live. His vision is to spread the awareness of the gospel's diversity and inclusion through music around the world, singing and teaching nations the good news about Jesus. Now, if that don't move you in the spirit, I don't know what will, and I'm not going to worry about it. I'm just going to let this man of God come and tell it for himself, because his resume speaks for itself. Man of God, Calvin Bridges, gospel artist extraordinaire, is here on Fire, the Gospel Experience. Lord Jesus. Amen. So it's right there, man of God. Welcome, Calvin Bridges. You are a dynamic man of God all by yourself. How you doing, man?
Thank you, Brother Ron. Man, I am so blessed. You know, who is that you talking about? Man,
when I hear all that stuff, stop looking around. You know, I'm talking about you.
Looking back on my life, it's just amazing to realize the experiences God has allowed me to have, and how He has blessed me to be a blessing. How much I've been blessed ministering to the nations.
Come on,
oh man, it's just amazing. So first of all, let me just say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Thank you,
God,
for reaching 2022, and to you and to all your listeners, God bless you. I'm so happy and elated to be with you on this afternoon to continue to give God praise and let somebody know not to believe a lie. If God didn't say it, then don't believe it. If God said do it, you can do it, and you can be triumphant in it. In Jesus'
name.
Come on. Hallelujah.
Jesus' name, I promise you, He'll make a way. He'll make the devil out of a lie every single time. But we got to know His voice. Talk about knowing the voice of God as opposed to any other voices out there that's pretending and masquerading to be our God.
Well, brother, when you asked me this question, I listened to your last segment with the pastor. And as I begin to think on that, first of all, I will say that God's word always comes with peace in your spirit.
Yeah.
If you are a child of God, it's always going to resonate with peace in your spirit.
Thank you.
And then God's word will never go, God speaking to you, His voice, will never go against His written word. Whatever God says in the word, that's what God is going to stand on, because He says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will not fail. Hallelujah. And He said His word is honored even above His name. So when we stand on the word, when we trust in the word, we can be confident that we can hear God's voice, and then we must learn how to wait on the Lord and be of good courage. And, you know, that scripture says wait on the Lord, but you referenced another scripture from Isaiah 40, which says they that wait upon the Lord, not just wait on the Lord, but wait upon the Lord. So as God prospers you to work in ministry and to be busy in ministry and to give of yourself. You know, ministry, minister means to serve, right?
That's
so
right.
That's
what
it's all about for us, is to serve. So as we serve, where God has planted us, then we can be open. And I believe it's Isaiah 1:19 says, if we are willing and obedient, God will prosper us to inherit the land. So I give God so much praise for his word today. That's how I know his voice, because it agrees with his word and it brings peace into my spirit, and we can see the manifested fruit of it.
Amen. Amen. Now, man of God, thank you for being so biblically intelligent. I don't believe you can have a gospel career that has spanned 30 plus years like you've been doing it without having solidified word of God in you. And you said something, man, that just blessed me. You said, talk about knowing God's word. And isn't that what the devil will always try to come against, the spoken word of God? Because the devil knows that there is no greater power than God's word. When you said, and the Bible declared, that he has placed his word even above all his great name,
hallelujah, yes, Lord,
understand the distinct power behind God's word. He can speak something that never existed before out of his mouth, and then instantaneously, there it is, complete, exact,
amen,
and just the way he designed it in his mind. So what is it about the word of God that we need to absorb into ourselves? Because we're walking around, I'm going to say this, and I don't mean no harm, we walk around half-baked sometimes spiritually because we have not fully digested God's word to the fullest. We'll pick and choose, just like we at the buffet, picking this, picking that, and then leaving the things of substance behind. Talk about the impartation of God's word for our full edification, man of God, because I know you're capable of doing that.
Well, brother, I believe that, first of all, you have to come to God. The word of God says without faith it's impossible to please God. So we must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who diligently seek him. Okay, so as we seek God diligently and sincerely, when we read the word, brother, where we miss the mark at and why we don't operate is that we don't believe the word. So many Christians read the Bible now and then, but don't believe what the word says. Mm. When we begin to believe what God said, particularly about who we are as believers. Mm. But now you cannot own who we are as believers unless you are willing to walk in it. It's Ephesians chapter 2 says that he's already, I believe it's 2 and 10, says he's already ordained good works that we should walk in them. God has already created a path for earthly success for us, but we must agree with God's plan. We must agree with God's word. And we cannot agree with God's word if we, first of all, don't read his word. And most, well, not most importantly, but equally importantly, if we don't trust his word. We have to trust what God says.
Amen.
And just as the pastor said, I say in a song sometimes, we pray and we ask God for things. Sometimes God answers yes. And then sometimes God answers no. But then sometimes God answers wait. That's the hard one.
Mm.
But if we are willing to wait on the Lord, wait upon the Lord, man, one of the greatest experiences in my life, to just throw this in because it's powerful, one of the greatest experiences in my life is I had an opportunity to be on the Oprah Winfrey Show. But long story short, when it came time for the final booking, they called me and told me that they didn't have room. Well, I want you to know that my heart was broken. I was broken to tears.
Woo!
But, you know, in my church, it was on a Tuesday. In my church, it was the day for the ministers to go and visit the sick. So I gathered up my courage. I went and visited the sick like I was supposed to. I got back home early that afternoon around 3 o'clock. The phone rang. On the phone, I answered the phone. The person said, "This is Oprah Winfrey." I said, "What?"
Lord, have mercy.
So she says, I had a song out at that time called So Much to Be Grateful For. She says, "Well, tell me, what is it that you have so much to be grateful for?" I said, "Well, right at this moment that I'm speaking with the First Lady of Television."
That's right. That's right.
but I said, I praise God for who he is in my life and for his love of me and for being safe, for being his child. And she says, "Well, I just have to have you on my show. I have to have you sing this song." So I give God praise. What I learned from that, brother, the reason I'm telling this is that it was my day to go and minister to the sick.
Amen.
So because I was told no first, that could have made me bitter and turned me. But I went on and did what God said do. And because, hallelujah, I believe,
come
I
on,
obedient,
hallelujah,
God made that woman call me and invite me to her show.
Mm,
so I'm saying this to say we must believe the word, we must walk in faith, and then, as you said, watch God move.
Watch him move, because even when we can't feel him or sense him, that's when faith steps in and says, I know that I know that I know my God is real.
Yes.
I'm not dependent upon my emotion. I'm not dependent on my perception. What I'm depending upon is this faith that is so concrete, because when I was sick, God healed me. When I was by myself, God was there. When I was broke and couldn't see my way anywhere, guess what? God provided. God took me out of a dark
about
place.
That too. Praise God.
God took me out of a dark place, man of God. And I'm telling you, he set me on a rock, on a foundation where I know now that no storm can overwhelm me. I know now that there is no demons in hell that can defeat me, because it's not me. It's greater is he that's, hello, in me than he that's in the world. Come on with your testimony so that we can continue with this Calvin Bridges mini concert on Fire the Gospel Experience. Come on, Doc.
Oh, my brother, you talking about being down to your last. Back in 2017, I was preparing for a live recording. Well, I had an automobile that I kept for 16 years. This car stopped on me. It was the dead of winter. I was trying to prepare for this concert. It was a live concert, so it was costing me thousands of dollars out of the pocket. Did I have money to pay for this concert and to get a new car too, or to get a car fixed?
No,
I didn't.
Nope.
Even on top of that, the choir started acting crazy. The musicians started being late. I'll just listen, man. I came home from rehearsal that night. I don't know. It wasn't me. It was the Lord that made me do it. I got down in the floor with my face in the floor. But the only thing that would come out of my mouth is, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And as I prayed that prayer, and I didn't have words, because God knew what I was going through, all of the crazy stuff with my automobile.
Yeah.
I want to tell you that less than 6 months later, a person that I had met in Germany the prior October found me on Facebook and called me, and we began to talk. As I began to minister to this person and they began to talk to me, they say, I want to bless your ministry. I said, well, I give God praise for you. I thank you. And I gave them the bank information. I want you to know that when I woke up the next morning, there was a $5,000 deposit in my
account.
What
you say?
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Won't he do it?
And then two weeks later, hallelujah, Jesus, there was another $5,000 in the account.
Come on, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So I know that God will make a way out of no way when it seems that every door is closed. Hallelujah. But I kept on believing. I kept on trusting in God, who is my source. This person was my resource, but God is my source. So as I continue to look to the Lord, I want you to know that out of that experience, God blessed me with that car when I was 16 years old. God blessed me with a brand new 2017 lease Mercedes E-Class.
He'll do it.
That I
He'll
never paid a note on. I never paid a note. I never paid for gas. I never paid for insurance.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Wow. Jesus will do it. Amen.
So I'm
listen,
talking about what God
something.
Will do now. This ain't, this, you know, God's going to listen.
I already know. Listen, you're talking to somebody that took out three loans from Household Finance for $5,000 each back in 1993, because I felt led. I said, there's not enough gospel concerts in Detroit. I looked on the back of Daryl Coley's album. I said, for booking information, I said, Daryl Coley, all the money he needed, airplane tickets. I got hotel reservations. Him and Donnie Harper of New Jersey Mass Choir was supposed to come to Detroit back in 1993. I made a few mistakes. They don't give concert promotion classes at the community college. I didn't know. I was trusting God, but I didn't sell enough tickets. I had to cancel. Broke my heart, broke my spirit. But do you know that I found out that even though that particular desire to glorify God by putting my money up front, see, we know and get excited when we start talking about money, man of God, because If you spend your money, that means that you are deadly sincere. That means you are totally sincere.
Right.
If you're willing to start putting your money out there for Jesus, that's why a lot of people don't tithe, because, you know what I'm saying, they have not matured yet to understand that don't
let nothing get
in the
word.
Way
the
of
God
your
says,
relationship.
Where your treasure is, your heart will be also.
They do not believe and understand yet to the point of I'm willing to put anything aside, money included,
yes.
to keep me
yes.
from having a full relationship with the one who made me. Let nothing come
yes.
between you. But what I'm saying
yes.
is, man of God, is I didn't let that failure defeat me. It caused some
yes.
pain, some disappointment.
Yes.
But what I learned is, and what God saw, is that this young man is willing to put everything on the line, and I am so grateful, because God is worthy of everything that we have, and we should be willing
mm-hmm.
to present it to God so that he can use it as he sees fit. Here's man of God, Calvin Bridges, with this mini concert on Fire, the Gospel Experience, for this man of God who's been laboring for years and years and years. We just want to give you some reward and some recognition as we breathe. Trusting in God. God
Praise
says,
God.
Let me just breathe on you. Hallelujah.
I am Lady V, founder of Praise Him More 24/7 commercial-free radio. Right now, you're listening to radio host Ronald E. Jefferson with Fire, the Gospel Experience. Acquiring from the words of the Hawkins Boys featuring Rance Allen, come along and get on board the joyful train for that ultimate gospel experience with Ronald E. and Lady V. Be blessed as well as be a blessing by sharing your experience and our biblical inspiration and gospel music. Again, with Ronald E. Jefferson, host of Fire, the Gospel Experience, and Lady V, hostess of Praise Him More. Playing the best in gospel music, let us return to Ronald E. and Fire, the Gospel Experience. Be blessed.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, woman of God. Lady V, she is an awesome kingdom collaborator for this Fire Gospel Experience ministry, and I am so happy to have her syndicating this Fire Gospel Experience on Praise Him More Media, where you can listen to this broadcast and many, many others that are anointed to do God's will, just as I am. I am just grateful to have this man of God here with me, man of God, gospel artist, who is a icon in his own right in gospel music for having persevered for all these years. Man of God, it's been such a pleasure to have you here with us. I need to have you come back so that we can do a full interview because I know that you have so much to share, man of God. We need to schedule an interview so you can come back in the first hour of the broadcast so that we'll have time to sit and really reflect on the things of God and how God has brought us from where we were to where we are now so that your testimony can bless this Fire Gospel Experience ministry. So with that being said, man of God, are there any words of wisdom and impartation of encouragement that you would like to share with us before we let you go?
Oh, my God. Praise the Lord, brother. I want to say thank you, first of all, to you and to all of your listeners. There's a lot of static going on, but I don't know what's going on, but the devil is always busy. So I want to encourage everyone to continue to look up, to continue to believe. And in this season, my bishop says, we need a real faith, a faith that's based on relationship to endure these times. So I want to encourage everyone out there that if you are sitting on the sideline, if you're living in the suburbs, God wants to move you into the inner city. He wants to move you into the inner court. Hallelujah. These are times when it's necessary for us to spend time with God, to seek God about our futures, about our destiny. And if we will do that, we will find life-changing experiences for the coming months and the coming years. We're living in some very turbulent, troublesome times, but God is still God. God is the God of all flesh, and there's nothing too hard for him. He's omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient God. So if you get a real relationship with that God, you can stand any storm. So I want to encourage everyone that, you know, God, we do need to talk more, brother, because God delivered me from COVID in 2020. I was in Europe, and I did concerts over there, and I came home right before it really hit hard. I was home for a day and a half, and I started getting sick. And I said to God, I says, Lord, if it's my time to leave here, your will be done. But I said, God, if it's your will, if there's more work for me to do, heal me and get me up out of this bed. Well, I'm here today to give that testimony that God raised me up, brother. So again, relationship. Build your relationship. Don't know about God. Know God.
Yeah.
Last thing I want to say is this. I did a concert. I did a TV special with Patti LaBelle back in 1991. And following that, building a relationship, whenever she would come to town, I would always have backstage passes in my tickets. Well, one time she came and I didn't have them, but I wanted to see her. So I was around the back door at the backstage entrance like all the other groupies. And I stood there for what seemed like an eternity, me and my date. And finally her assistant came down and just cracked the door open and looked out. And then she went back. Then about 3 minutes later, she came back and says, you, 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 and you can go up. Well, I was in that number who could go up to
Amen.
Pat's dressing room and to meet with her. But what
Amen.
I, the lesson that I want to give from that situation, from that story, it was not so much important that I knew Patti LaBelle. It
Amen.
Was more important that Patti LaBelle knew me. Because she knew me, I was able to get up into her presence. And it's the same way with God.
Amen.
Make
yes.
sure that you just don't know God. Make sure that God knows you. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
So that when you call,
Amen.
You can know that your prayer is going to be answered. When you call,
Amen.
You know that he's a very present help. You ain't got to wonder about
mm-hmm.
it or worry about it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God
Amen.
Bless you, brother.
Thank you
so much for your time. My website is www.calvinbridges.org. One word, calvinbridges.org. Reach out to me. You can get my music on every platform. Anywhere you get your music, you can get my music.
Amen. Now, also, too, man of God, listen, now, we don't mind sharing you with the rest of the world. So if you are open for booking, I know we have a virus going on, but we do have Zoom concerts and all kind of technology working with us so that we can continue to get the good news of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ out there in preach word as well as gospel music. How can you be reached for booking?
I can be reached for booking at calvinbridges.org, CalvinBridges.org. You can reach out to me on Instagram and Twitter at Calvin Bridges US, on Facebook Calvin Bridges Music, and I'm open for bookings of and ministry in many different areas. Just as the Lord would put me on your heart, do reach out. Whether it's Zoom, I just got back from Europe doing 7 engagements. Praise God! Before things
praise
went absolutely
God.
Crazy with this Omicron, but we have an omnipotent God. So God is the Omicron. Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
We,
come on.
We ain't worried about no virus. We just gonna do what needs to be done in wisdom and knowing that we covered by God. Man of God, you blessed us so much. I will be in touch with you so we can bring you back so that we can sit down and really chat it up about how good God is and the difference that God makes once we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. I pray that you be blessed, man.
Amen,
God,
man.
Continue to do what you're doing in the name of
Thank
Jesus.
You,
amen.
God
amen.
Bless you.
Man of God.
Amen.
Calvin Bridges was here on this Fire Gospel Experience, y'all. I know. Calm down. I know y'all talking about, but Brother Ron, we still want to hear some more Calvin Bridges. I know. We already prepared to bless y'all with him. Here he is singing what everyone needs to know. And whether you are consenting or not, every knee must bow and confess that Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. brought us to the conclusions that cannot be detested. As my elders used to say, the proof is in the pudding, meaning what you see is what you get, or what you see is what it is. They, of their own volition, made a conscious decision to act. And beloved, we have already felt in our spirits that have turned in and have tuned in on that vibe that we so subtly tried to hide for the most part. But then there was those times when we were caught off guard completely and left wide open to be befuddled, disillusioned, and even in denial. I'm talking about completely wide open for a picture-perfect surgical stabbing in the back. And then, listen, depending on any hidden hate that surfaced from the imposter scoundrel, a sophisticated twist of the scandalous knife of their betrayal. But the word of God says they were not of us. Listen, we have a God that oversees the righteous. That's the we in this life lesson. Go ahead and cry tears of disbelief and open your eyes wider to the reality of this is the world that we are living in. Take time to review the slips that were missed, the cues and miscues that were there for our spiritual inspection that somehow and in some way we missed, either intentionally or unintentionally. And let that be the lesson that resonates from now on. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. Time is a great predecessor for new knowledge of people, places, and situations. What do I mean? Whatever doesn't come out in the wash, indeed, will come out in the rent, as my elders used to say too. I know that with every new year passing, we like to make resolutions, clean house, clean the phone, and clean up our friends list. Why wait and waste all that valuable time waiting on a calendar holiday? When we know that the devil takes no days off, we should make it a point, beloved, to examine ourselves first, to ensure that we are the friends, family members, and loved ones that we would want and desire for our own selves. So don't wait to investigate. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. And now that we know that we know that we know, now what? There are very polite, cordial, and subtle ways to remove, dismiss, and realign certain individuals based on the active action with you and by your own spiritual discernment. By the time that they realize they have been repositioned, it's already done. Firewalls of security and safety have been put in place, and now they have to carry on as is. Sometimes without explanation or even deep conversation, it's really okay to keep it short and to the point of our own sincere satisfaction. And then, listen, Holy Spirit, God will provide with the appropriate word to say if necessary or not. Sometimes, beloved, silence is the best answer. But, beloved, we don't just dismiss people as though we're better than. No, sir. No, ma'am. We are just blessed to be better off, meaning we have placed our full weight of confidence, trust, and faith in Almighty God to bless, keep, save, and redeem us into his grace and favor. So, since we are so blessed by God himself, we pray for the soul and well-being of others, even those who may have decided to leave us for whatever their reason was. It don't matter. We take this scripture verse and apply it to our lives, Matthew 5:44, but I say unto you, love your enemy, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them that despitefully use and persecute you. And beloved, no, we can't do this in our own human strength. It's not in our capabilities. We need indwelling Holy Spirit God to take control. So submit to the word of God and love your neighbor. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you and pray for them to despitefully use you, and watch God use you in miraculous ways. Amen. Goes right there. I'm so grateful to my special guest. I want to thank Woman of God, consultant, author, and pastor at Promise Church, Woman of God, Taylor G. Martin, as well as Man of God in our shine, out of spotlight, Calvin Bridges, for blessing us and keeping us and encouraging us through his music ministry. I want to leave y'all with one final thought, one final word. When God calls you, it's not just what to do, but how he will do it through you. Amen. Goes right there. My prayer for each and every one of you beautiful people of God. And even if you're not a believer, I'm praying that God will one day knock on the door of your heart, and through his holy heavenly presence, you consider letting him in, because you've heard enough about Jesus by now to whereas you have enough information to make a decision on whether you want to be a part of this beautiful relationship in God, the Creator, the only one. He is the only God. There is no other God. It's not about religion. It's about relationship. So until next time, y'all be blessed in the beautiful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. I will leave you with Woman of God, Patrice Day, because listen, we need to know who we will be with, and there's nothing greater than to be a part of the redeemed. Come on, Woman of God, Patrice Day, sing about being redeemed. Y'all be blessed in the beautiful name of Jesus.
Hey, come on, clap your hands, come on. If y'all like a little funk, a little soul funk, come on. The number one superstar in the room is Jesus Christ, come on. You gotta let them know that you know that you've been redeemed. Oh, y'all, come on, people.